Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
To help understand more about how the refugee process works and the relationship between the federal government and the state of Massachusetts, we turn now to Simon Henshaw. Mr. Henshaw is the Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for the Bureau of Population, Refugees, and Migration. Thanks for being with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob. Happy to be here, and happy Thanksgiving to you and everyone there.
And same to you, and thanks. We've heard a lot of concern from politicians around the country, as you know, including from our own Governor Charlie Baker, about the vetting process for refugees admitted into the U.S. From your point of view, is the concern expressed justified, or do you believe the process as it stands is sufficient?
We have the tightest system of any for any people entering the United States for refugees. It's an 18 to 24 month process where people are checked by multiple U.S. Security and intelligence agencies, interviewed personally by American officials of the Department of Homeland Security, and they're very closely vetted. So we think we have a great system.
Is there room for improvement? Will it be tinkered with in the wake of this political controversy?
Our system is continuously tinkered with. Every time we learn a new issue, we change the system. Every time we get a new population of refugees coming into the United States, we change it a little so that it's better for that population. We are very experienced with this. We've brought in 3 million people over the last 30 years and 700,000 people since 9/11 under increased security requirements.
So let me ask you directly, are you then not concerned that in letting Syrian refugees into the U.S., we might be letting a potential terrorist in with the legitimate refugee population?
Security is our number one concern. That's what we're aiming to do and make sure that everybody is purely vetted. I am convinced that we have a solid system that will keep America secure.
Is your agency continuing the resettlement process in states such as Massachusetts, where governors have expressed concern about safety?
Yes, we're continuing our system right now. It's the federal government's role to maintain and run immigration and refugee policies. However, let me just say that we're working very closely with governors and local officials to try and allay some of their concerns. It's very important that the refugees we bring into the United States arrive to communities which are welcoming, and we don't want to bring them into any hostility or any threatening situations.
So does that mean states where the governors have expressed concern, like Massachusetts or Michigan, you won't be sending any refugees at the moment?
No, that doesn't mean that. We are continuing to send refugees to all these states.
Beyond the vetting process, can you explain how a refugee, whether it's a Syrian refugee or from any other country, would arrive in any given state or would arrive here in Massachusetts?
Yeah, we have a really neat system that we're very proud of. We work with nine refugee resettlement agencies in a public-private partnership. Six of these are faith-based, and the faith-based organizations play a large role in resettling refugees in the United States. Once they've cleared through our process, which isn't just security but also medical checks and other checks, we turn the lists of arriving refugees over to these resettlement agencies, and based on agreements that they've made for the entire year with us, they divide the refugees amongst themselves, and then they're resettled in 350 sites around the U.S. where these agencies have organizations that work with them.
Do states have any control about accepting refugees and resettling them?
Immigration and refugee resettlement is a power of the federal government and always has been.
All right. According to the federal database, there haven't been any Syrian refugees resettled here in Massachusetts this month. Is that going to change, and is that a result of the current political flap or not?
That will change. It's not possible for us to predict how many Syrian refugees will go where, because the voluntary agencies make those decisions as refugees clear our security system. We have a great system which can let people know where refugees have come in the past year and past months. And that's available on a website we maintain for anybody who wants to look at it, which is wrapsnet.org. But as it comes for predicting future Syrian arrivals, I'm sure some will come to Massachusetts, but I can't make an exact prediction on numbers.
Simon Henshaw with the State Department Bureau of Population, Refugees, and Migration, thank you very much for your time this morning and speaking to Morning Edition.
Thanks very much, Bob. I enjoyed it.